Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
There you go. She's all ready, Captain.
Thanks, Billy.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Uma Pagadampagapagan alongside Bahe Yusuf and Ian McNally, and it's time for yet another episode of Trailer Watch. There have been a lot of trailers out this week because of CinemaCon, and we finally got our first full glimpse of the remake of Stephen King's It. The trailer looks absolutely terrifying.
There's not like any time I've ever been in before. People die or disappear 6 times the national average. And that's just grown-ups. Kids are worse. Way, way worse.
It's been a long time since I've seen a trailer for a horror film that is scary, like properly scary, and not just reliant on creepy music and jump scares.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some very disturbing imagery near the end of it. Just like, it's those kind of things you're like, no. Like you see it, and that's what your thoughts are. I mean, there's a jump scare at the beginning, and they're kind of toying with the audience with regards to Bill Sarsgaard's appearance as Pennywise. We all know the story at this point. It's been out for years. But there's a moment at the end where he appears and kind of is doing a weird shaking thing as he travels across the floor. That scene is like, whoa, that's, your brain is going, it's like the scary end of the Uncanny Valley. Your brain knows that should not be doing that.
Yeah.
Nothing natural should be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephen King's It was something we watched on TV growing up. There used to be a video rental store down my street. My neighbors and I used to go down the street and borrow scary movies to watch at night. And Stephen King's It was probably the one thing that kind of creeped us out the most because of the clown. I think that is where, that's what Stephen King's building it on, right? Yeah. This general fear of clowns in pop culture. Stephen King is the master of taking something that we're kind of scared of and then making it absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, like Maine. Everything in Maine is out to kill you.
Stephen King takes it to 11.
He really does. So, Bahir, you, as we all know, are a huge fan of horror films.
Oh, yeah. yeah, a huge fan of avoiding horror films. but this is one of those films that I am really looking forward to watching.
It's a cultural icon.
It's not only that, but I enjoyed being scared by the original. For some reason, there are some horror films that I think, or horror, thriller, whatever you want to call it, I don't know the general genre breaking down thing.
Like The Abyss.
Yeah, like The Abyss, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Not horror.
So like this was one of those where I remember being thrilled at being scared at the first one. And it, again, like you said, the trailer isn't just built on jump scare, you know, like music, creepy music, tension. No. You know what's going to happen. The opening shot, we know what's happening, right? But you can't take your eyes away from the screen. You want to keep watching.
Oh, I think it's absolutely beautifully shot as well. The opening shot features a kid putting a paper boat that was made by his brother, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It looked like his older brother. And he's putting it down in a stream in the rain, like by the street. And the boat's, you know, getting away from him before slipping into the sewer. And it's this wonderful camera tracking shot of tracking the kid, tracking the boat.
It's a lot of rain.
It's a lot of rain. And I think it's done incredibly well. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And I like horror movies that look beautiful. I think that's why I enjoy the James Wan stuff, because he put so much time and effort into shooting a good scene. It's not just ugly, black, brown, gooey, and messy.
There's for me, the first one was kind of a cultural thing because it was on a local channel, Sky One, that was, you know, getting big at the time. And Sky's a juggernaut now, and they co-pay for US stuff. But it was something that everyone was talking about the following day because of Tim Curry's performance as Pennywise and just the freakiness of that clown and the freakiness of we all float down here. And
yeah.
Ooh, just chills. And this looks like it's being very, very, not faithful, but honoring the original in a really nice way.
Yeah.
The trick is going to be when it comes to the second part, whether it does that in the story itself or whether it just leaves Pennywise as a clown and not a weird alien spider thingy.
That's right. In the second part of the book as well, they're all grown up, right?
Yeah.
So the story takes place over two generations.
Yeah.
When they're kids and when they're grown up. And of course, your childhood fears never leave you.
No.
I have to say, though, I think it was always more terrifying.
Yeah.
The kids bit was always a lot more terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the second bit had John Boy from the Waltons in it, and I couldn't really take myself. I couldn't stop expecting to say goodnight, John Boy. You know, that's all I could that kept thinking of whenever it was nighttime in the room.
I saw something. There was this
clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
Look, it's all connected by the sewers. That's where it lives.
I think with regards to the kids, half of the movie being scarier is that if you remember as kids, there's very little you can do.
Mm.
You know, like as an adult, you know, there's guns, there's knives, they can get into a car, they can run away, they can buy a plane ticket, whatever.
Oh, there's nowhere to go.
But as kids, you can't, right? Your parents don't believe you. You can't pull out a weapon. It's the helplessness of the only thing you can do is run and hope it doesn't come after you. And I think that fear really permeated the movie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the trailer for it, folks.
Yeah.
And run and hope it doesn't come after you.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Do you like the trailer for it? Are you looking forward to this film? It's going to be one of two Stephen King movies coming out this year.
Really?
The other one is The Dark Tower.
Yeah. Oh, right.
With Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Hopefully we'll be getting a trailer for that soon.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that. If you enjoyed that trailer, if you disliked that trailer, tell us all about it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.